Good afternoon and welcome to the Echoes Everton FC podcast. I'm Neil Jones and I'm joined by our Everton writer Phil Kirkbride and our sports writer Ian Doyle. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's game at Manchester City at Goodison and also on what could be a busy week at Goodison Park off the field as well. Phil, I'll start with you. You've been down at Finch Farm this morning speaking to Roberto Martinez and potentially some good news for Evertonians on the transfer front.
Yeah, hopefully. Roberto's obviously keeping his cards close to his chest as he does in sort of transfer dealings, but sort of understand that Ramiro Funes Mori will be an Everton player within the sort of next 24 hours. I mean, it may happen tonight, Friday, but probably more likely into Saturday. Everton have sort of pursued his transfer for a couple of weeks now, agreed to deal with River Plate, and we believe he's flown over this morning. So that's good news. That's a defender to, you know, sort of put immediate pressure on Stones and Jagielka and provide that competition for places that Roberto saw as essential after losing Distan and Alcaraz. And one that I suggest probably won't be as straightforward and will take a little bit longer will be Yarmolenko. Obviously, we've been told and understand that Everton are willing to sort of trigger his release clause. But I think you only have to ask sort of Liverpool and their sort of, you know, would tell you how difficult it is dealing with Ukrainian clubs and triggering a release clause isn't the end of it, you know. They're tough negotiators, and to put it mildly. So Everton have got their sort of hands full on that one, but they are serious about Yarmolenko and very hopeful that they can get it over the line. We'll see, you know, but they are hopeful.
Yeah. Well, Ian, I mean, in terms of bringing players in, Roberto's obviously said that he wants three all through the last few weeks. Those would represent a pretty good start on that, or do you think they need any more?
I think in terms of, he's always said that he needs a striker. Well, he changed his mind. He said for a long time he didn't need a striker. Then the season started, then he said he did. But he always said that he needed a playmaker number 10 and another centre-back. Well, it looks like he's got the centre-back boxed off. Playmaker number 10, I mean, Yarmolenko, he can play out wide as well. He would tick two particular boxes. You know, there's not been much news in terms of a striker coming in yet, but you know, there's still another week to go in the, well, longer than that in the transfer window, and Everton are renowned for doing things the last minute. And from what Phil's been saying, it does sound like the Yarmolenko deal is one that could go down to the wire, even, you know, with still 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days to go because of the Ukrainians. But I think Everton still, maybe, even if they get these two men in, they're still maybe one short. I still think they need at least one other player, probably a striker, certainly an attacking player.
And that's ignoring if players were to leave, of course, as well. I mean, the obvious one that a lot of fans are concerned about and will be asking about is John Stones. And Roberto didn't say much this morning when he was asked about him, but he maintained the party line.
Yeah, he was actually asked repeatedly at the press conference, and he was very patient and has been throughout the summer, and sort of only sort of his sort of the veneer sort of only cracked a little bit in Singapore when the initial bid was sort of leaked, and he, you know, he felt that Chelsea were unsettling John, but he sort of remained very patient and calm about it and sort of handled the situation very well. But as you say, he didn't really sort of elaborate, you know. He was very keen to sort of move the conversation onto Manchester City on Sunday, which you can understand. And as far as he's concerned, the situation hasn't changed. He's not for sale, and that's the way it will be.
You can understand maybe there'll be some concerns when Everton are looking at players and bringing players in, especially someone like Yarmolenko, who's on a decent fee. You know, he's going to be at €20 million. That people might be concerned that Stones could be the man who's going to pay for that with the transfer, or do you think that's irrelevant in this situation?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily follow that way. I mean, you can see why the fans put two and two together, and certainly that would be a concern. But given the fact that Roberto said all along that these are the players that he wants, and even before there was any kind of suggestion that Chelsea were interested in John Stones, and that suggests that maybe he knows that he's got a little bit of cash there to spend. You know, who's to say that there might not be some other players moving out? I mean, I don't know. You know, there could be others, you know, the fringe players who may be moved on to get in, you know, better quality of players. That can always happen, and that tends to happen quite a lot with Everton, certainly around, you know, when the transfer deadline comes up.
Yeah. One of the things that stood out for me at the press conference this morning was Roberto said that he'd have no issues whatsoever with John Stones playing against Manchester City in a big game like that.
Yeah.
And contrary to what happens with some players where speculation can affect them, doesn't seem to have had any impact on John at all.
No, the feeling, you know, and you know, from what we've seen from the outside and what we hear from the goings on at Goodison at Finch Farm, this isn't going to be a Raheem Sterling situation. You know, John's not that sort of lad, as we know him, at least anyway. And his performances have been terrific, haven't they? And you know, he takes everything in his stride, and you could understand if he was unsettled, and Roberto had sort of hinted that it had sort of unsettled him to a degree. But he's such a laid back character, and he's rise through the ranks from Barnsley into sort of Premier League football to in an international has been so rapid. You know, you would understand if you would find it all difficult to handle, but he just doesn't. And I'm fully expecting him to be one of Everton's best players on Sunday again. You know.
I mean, the one thing I would say about John Stones is that over the past 10 days, certainly since the start of the season, he's probably had the spotlight on him more than the rest of his career put together.
Exactly.
Because people will be looking at him going, is he good enough to play for Chelsea? Whether we like it or not, that's what, you know, there'll be a lot of experts as such will be saying that. You know, and he's handled himself very, very well. And, you know, as Phil said, he's the kind of character he wouldn't really... it's obvious he's a human being. This has obviously affected him in some ways. No doubt it's on his mind. But in terms of when he runs out onto the pitch, it doesn't seem to affect him at all.
No. Well, it's probably an escape for him, you'd imagine, when players often talk about that sort of being at home on the pitch. They're obviously going to need them on Sunday, aren't they? I mean, Manchester City, I think Roberto spoke today and said they're undoubtedly the most impressive team we've seen in the Premier League this season. No goals conceded, two wins, top of the table. You're expecting a real challenge for Everton this Sunday?
Well, it always is against City, but you know, the one thing in Everton's favour is that they've, you know, renowned for having quite a good record, certainly at home against City. I mean, it will be a tough one for them, and you know, and if there is any suggestion that John Stones is affected, we're going to find out for sure, you know, against Sergio Aguero. I can't see it being a problem, to be honest, in that respect.
Just on that record, there are two defeats at Goodison in the last 17 games going back to 1992.
No.
It's a weird one, isn't it? I mean, the City haven't always been the force in that time, but they have for the last sort of 6-7 years.
Yeah, and even the sort of season before last when they came to Goodison needing a win for the title, Everton pushed them all the way, and probably should have got a point. You know, Joe Hart made a couple of great saves, didn't he? I don't know what it is. I mean, I asked Stephen Naismith about this in the week and sort of said, is there something about when City come to Goodison? And he just, I think it's just the big game, and he didn't necessarily agree when I put this to him, but maybe the feeling of the underdog status maybe just sort of fuel something in the fans and the Everton players. And you know, it was tough in January when City came because Everton weren't playing very well, but something stirred in them, and Lukaku was tremendous. He sort of shredded Mangala, you know, left him as a nervous wreck, I think, at the end of that game, and he'll be key to Sunday. And I'm expecting him to get a point at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confident. What about you, Ian? You're never that way.
Yeah, I've never complained about anything. Everton's record suggests that they've got a chance of getting a result, and it said you wouldn't be surprised if they won. But it's City, though, isn't it? They've started the season very, very well, and I think, you know, for all the talk of it being a great win at Southampton, which it was, Southampton aren't quite the same team as they were last year. I think this is the first real test of how Everton are doing this season, and whether all this discussion on Stones and new players coming in, whether they can just literally just all park it for 90 minutes and get the job done.
It's going to be interesting. Sorry, Jones. Yeah, how the approach, you know, Howard Kendall wrote about in his column, and, you know, do Everton have to accept that they're just going to have to sit back and soak it up, or does Roberto tell his players, you go on the front foot and let's have a go at City? Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
I think the way at City play quite what I'd say economical football, in the fact that they will attack when they feel as though they need to. They're not a team that goes out and goes, right, we're just going to go for this, you know, the Man United of old. They're kind of a mix between that and Chelsea now, where they're very pragmatic. They're kind of in the middle. So a lot of it might just depend on how City, you know, City decide they want to approach the game, but Everton can't afford to sit back, no, I don't think. They never have, really. When they've won these games, they've always been up in the faces, especially from the start.
I think it'll probably help as well that the crowd will be right up for it. It's not going to be one where you're expecting a quiet Goodison to start with. It'll be all right up for it from the start.
Yeah, no, Roberto is obviously trying to sort of G everybody up a little bit with his comments today, sort of saying when the Goodison faithful are behind us, we can take anyone on. And, you know, he's 100% right. And I think that's, you know, it's cliched, but they will play their part on Sunday. I really do believe that.
I think a lot of the fans as well find City as being, you know, the upstarts, like, you know, they got the money, so where have you come from? You know, that kind of thing. And I think, I think that a lot of it's to do with that, and they just don't like them, I don't think. Being honest.
that's a nice way to finish it, isn't it? Well, we'll see what happens on Sunday, but we'll have always the best preview coverage and also the best post-match as well. So get on the Echo website and in the print as well on Monday. Thanks very much.